Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. Fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
If you do, you've come to the right place. Pauline Frommer from Frommer.com, where the Frommer Travel Guides are, is joining us in a moment with a way for you to get a reservation. If you're having a hard time, an open table doesn't do it for you. You love certain restaurants and it's hard as heck to get in. She's going to give you a tip on how to do that. Plus, what to do if there's a fight on your airplane in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How different are you physically from your best friend? Well, let me put it this way. You got this human body which carries you through your daily life, and you probably got a few things you want to change. But a thing or two may have been changed without your knowledge. Here's the physical science of it.
Which is, needless to say, really
weird. First thing you learn in medical school is that the bodies just don't match the textbooks. In fact, there are over 10,000 regularly occurring anomalies. Extra fingers, toes, or an extra spleen here and there. And get this. Did you know that one out of every six people has their organs reversed?
Well, nobody's perfect.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's proof positive that no two people are alike, but don't forget, as you relate to each other on a daily basis, we're physiologically more alike than we are different. Got a reverse body part? Let me hear about it. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
President Pauline Frommer is appreciated from the Frommer Travel Guides. How often, Pauline, do you want to go to a restaurant and you can't get in?
Oh, it happens all the time, because I never let people know that I'm there to review places. If I did, I couldn't get an honest review.
All right.
It's a problem. You now have people, you know, calling up months in advance to snag these tables. And if you're traveling to a specific destination which has a great restaurant that you want to try, it can be a real bummer if you can't get in. So a couple of things you can do. You can ask the concierge at your hotel. Now, I would never, ever ask the concierge in general where I should eat, because concierges are known for steering people to the places they get a kickback. And that those are the places nobody else wants to eat, and you don't want to eat there either on vacation. But if it's a specific place, they may have an inn that you don't have. There's also an app called Reserve.com, which will get you into places for a $5 fee per reservation. And for the really hot places, you got to dance with the devil with them. If you promise to pay 10 or 20 or 30% above the cost of the menu, then they may be able to get you in,
which
is something I don't know if I'd ever do. But
and, you know, it's not only the local restaurants sometimes, Pauline, but the national, the chains. Like, how in the world do you explain? I don't get how it is that Olive Gardens are always so packed. What? And then I don't get it.
I've got an app called No Wait, and probably five or six restaurants in my area that we go to on a regular basis. I just go to No Wait, open my app. I see that the wait is about an hour. I put my name on the list, and then I get updates texted to me. You are third in line. You are fourth in line. You are second in line. Your table will be ready in 10 minutes.
That's
and then we go to the restaurant.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really helpful.
So that's another one you could do. Or you sit at the bar. A lot of restaurants give their full menu at the bar. It's more social. Sometimes there might be a wait for that, too. Or you go at lunch. Many of the really great restaurants of the world serve the exact same menu at lunch, but for a third less. So that's what I tend to do. If I want to try a really special place, I'll do it at lunch.
Yeah, I do that. No, well, not necessarily. I find there's a place called Legal Seafood that's started in Boston there on the East Coast now.
Yeah.
And there's a place in Framingham where I live, and often Meredith and I will feel like we want to get a good meal, but you can't get into Legal, but you go sit at the bar. We found that works most of the time, and you said you get the same meal. Okay, let's talk about this.
The final thing you can do is call the general manager. Sometimes they have more power than the person who's answering the phone. And if it's a special occasion, they might take pity on you.
30 seconds on what happens to the airline business when there's a story like a fight on a plane. Do people say, I don't want to fly on a plane because it's too scary?
I think there are a good amount of people out there who are scared of the flying experience because of security, because of wacky incidents in the air. I think the vast majority think, oh, goodness, another crazy, and we have them on the ground, too. Yeah. What are you going to do?
We do. Exactly. They're everywhere. All right, Pauline. Thank you. Pauline Frommer with good food for thought when it comes to travel. Check out Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide. 59 after on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. America.